Don't you just love fall in Minnesota? The leaves are changing colors, the kids are back in school, and the apples are ready for picking. So, what do apples and insurance have in common? Well, my friends at the Canopy Group said, when it comes to getting an insurance quote, many people want an apples-to-apples comparison. But they don't do that, and here's why. They believe their clients deserve only the best insurance coverage for the best price. That's why they only offer their clients combined single-limit coverage. It is the best. Most captive carriers only offer split limit coverage. This type of coverage leaves you open to gaps and on the hook at claim time. This doesn't sound good to the Canopy Group, and they know it doesn't sound good to you. At the Canopy Group, they're often able to increase coverage from split limit to combined single limit and save clients money. If you want an apples to apples comparison, be prepared. The Canopy Group's apples are much bigger and better than the competition. To make sure you're getting the best insurance, call 800-967-3389 or thecanopygroup.com.
Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. It's time for the podcast.
Getting lots of feedback from yesterday's podcast. You missed it, Des. It was doozy. Here's an email from one of our regular listeners. OMG, today's podcast was epic.
Oh, boy.
Crisco is just shooting in a barrel with Devin, and hearing the gut-wrenching laughter is the best. My God, his stories. Where did you find this guy? The podcast writes itself. Thank tiny baby Jesus for all that is Devin and what he brings to the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
How naughty was it?
Well, it wasn't naughty so much as just hard for Devin to hear all of the many things that Crisco loves to do with his mom.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, talk about shooting in a barrel.
Hey, now.
I mean,
we were done with that. No?
You missed. No, never done with Kayla.
Never.
Right. Never done with Kayla.
You can't quit Kayla, actually.
No, I can't. I've tried, and then she calls and begs. And
she begs now.
She begs, and she gives me those puppy dog eyes.
Look at Devin's face right now.
Yeah. Oh, Devin, I apologize on behalf of the big, big guy.
Oh, that's what she calls me. The big, big guy. I mean, you did miss the best answer for Wake Up and Win. This was yesterday. We also mentioned it in the podcast.
Yeah.
It was, I don't remember the question. Basically, his answer was supposed to be Area 51. His answer was
Only 600 people have been here total ever.
Oh, ever. Yeah.
And his guess was?
Area 69.
I saw some text that said, did you tell Des about Area 69? I'm like, oh boy, I don't even want to know what he's been doing. Yeah. 69 area.
Yeah, people are saying, hey, Devin, keep your private life off the air.
Yeah, you pervert.
Yeah.
Boy.
How are things with your girlfriend ever since you've shared some very honest feelings on the podcast? What's going on there?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Oh, nothing happened. Nothing? Things are wonderful and better than ever.
Good. Happy to hear it.
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh, boy. What did you share? What do you want?
He's trying to get her to give it up.
Yeah, like it.
Don't you get
like not like it, Des.
It.
Like her
it.
Booty hoe.
See, he just, we try to code it.
Oh my God. That, you just, wow.
I feel like this is going to be that moment in the podcast where you went, oh, I said that. Wow.
Devin, don't announce to the world that you want to get in her boot.
But the problem is...
And then expect her to be like, oh, hey, Devin, why don't you do it?
I'm learning that. She does not want it. And we talked about it yesterday. I was like, hey, I may have said this. Mm-hmm. Just a heads up, because she listens to the podcast.
I would stop listening immediately
Thank
if
you.
I was her.
I tried to be like, hey, just... I'll tell her all the time. I'm like, yeah, it was a really boring episode today. Don't waste your time listening. Yeah.
She's like, okay, I'll download it immediately.
Right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's always a tell. All right. All the adventures of Devin. They're just the best. So how do you feel about this woman who asked Starbucks employees to cheer her up after a tough day? She put in her order, and you know how you can leave a little comment?
Yeah.
She says in her comment on the receipt for her mobile order, I'm studying for a heart exam. Can you please write something that makes me happy? And do you know what she got on her cup? Did you see the cup? What did she get?
Absolutely nothing. They just left it blank, I believe, right?
Yeah. And it's interesting the reaction people are having to this story. You know, what jerks? How could you not leave a message? And then there are other people who say, seriously? You're asking these people to cheer you up? They're not your therapist. They're a barista. It's hard enough to find people to go and do their job, let alone cheer you up and make your drink. Grow up.
Whoa.
Wow. It's intense, man.
Yeah.
And I get that it's asking a lot, but I mean, wouldn't you want to make somebody's day? It's not like you get it every second.
Right.
To say, you got this.
Can we not make service workers do emotional labor on top of how hard they work and how relatively poor they're paid? Not cool.
Well, how big of a tip was it?
Well, you know what? It doesn't show the tip. It says their job isn't to decorate your cup. You realize that sometimes there's a rush and they're making drinks nonstop. Their job is to make your coffee. Done and done.
Well, don't they at least put your name on it?
Most of the time it's spelled wrong.
Printed, but it's on a printed because it comes out as a mobile order. So it's a printed little thing to save them time because they are so busy. I'm torn on this because if I saw this, I'm thinking if I'm working at Starbucks, would I take the time to write a message? So I want us all now to think, what would our message be to this individual who has ordered a coffee from you? All right, Crisco, what would be on your cup?
I would put on there, the storm is right here currently, but the storm will always pass. Because it's quick and to the point.
That's not that? Quick.
So it's not quick and very confusing.
The storm will always pass. That's all I'm going to put on
there. I don't think
there.
She would feel good about that. She said, make me happy.
It's better than nothing.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's move on. Dez, let's make her happy now.
Okay. I would say, girl, you got this. You're working hard and it's going to pay off. Have a great day.
No, that's, see, that was long, too. Why is that any better than mine?
Made me happy, though. I even felt good for her after that.
You're the one who said you were going to make it short and sweet, then you wrote a passage about a storm.
It wasn't a whole passage. God, I wish you were in Florida again.
Me, too.
Oh, my
God. Screw you.
Here's one. Are chihuahuas full-size dogs to Vern Troyer? And it made everybody laugh.
You know what? Good question. Are they?
Yeah. That's what I'm asking.
What are they?
Like, I mean, a black lab is going to take you down, but
it's like a dinosaur to him.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
But a chihuahua, full-size dog.
100%.
Okay. Devin, what is on the cup? How will you change her day?
Don't say anything about butts.
Yeah, please don't put booty.
He's going to go, sup, girl? You sexy AF. You down for booty play?
Because my girl isn't. This is my number.
Yeah.
What would I put?
Yeah. Little Devi.
Don't
little
be.
Devi.
Oh. He's like, well, I'm a little Devi snack cake.
Don't be afraid to experiment. Oh. Winky face.
God.
I feel like you just made that coffee for your girlfriend.
How about?
Yeah. Guess how I stirred your drink.
It's not that bad anymore, is it? Come on.
Oh my God. You could put a little joke on there. What did the shoe say to the pants?
Wax me.
What up, britches?
Wax
me. Nice.
See, that's a funny one.
Waxing shoes.
Or if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Boom.
Kaboom.
Better than the storm quote, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, once he got there, I saw what you were saying, but you're like, there is a storm and it is raging in my pants. But it will pass after you take care of the storm in my pants.
The heart's the heart and you love the heart. It's super, super sweet and everything's bubbly and happy. Because that's what she wants to hear right now.
Yeah, she actually said,
she wants
make
to
me happy.
Be happy, not full of BS Hallmark card.
Yeah. Do your best. Be your best. You're amazing. You got this. Yay,
why are you,
you
so much?
Good job, Dez.
Can you turn his mic on?
Why are
that's
you so
all
much like
can
what Devin wants? A beehole.
I'm so happy Dez is back.
Thank you, Devin.
Yeah, she's the worst. I agree with you, Devin.
Really yeah.
What?
It's Devin.
Yeah.
Ryan, I'm glad that you were excited that I'm back too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Why specifically are you happy though?
Because I don't go after him.
No,
then.
No. What is it?
Take away some of the Crisco dumping on me.
Okay. I have never agreed to dump on you. Not once. Okay? Let's just clarify. With all the stuff you like, I need to clarify.
That's
His mom
funny.
Likes it, though.
Me dumping on her?
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Wow, so that's really gross. God.
Dumping something.
Let's move on
to
my favorite things. Water. I love that we were able to have people confirm that I'm not, in fact, crazy to drive an hour for my favorite shoes.
Yeah, well, nobody confirmed that.
Yeah, the one instant.
There
the
were
shoes.
So many texts.
Yes, the shoes, that is it. But when you're going to drive 3 hours for juice, nobody supported
I'm
that.
I'm on shoes right now.
Yeah.
And we got a text from Jessica. She says, I'm the same way. I'm a respiratory therapist and on my feet for 12 plus hours. It's no secret in our hospital that Brooks is the only shoe that does not cause plantar fasciitis. Hashtag ghost.
Woo, I need to get some.
You've never had your foot in a ghost?
No.
Or any Brooks shoe?
Does it go boo?
See, and you're happy she's back. You asked for that.
That was funny. It was funny.
You asked for that.
That was funny. Okay, so people are texting in their favorite thing they're obsessed with. The brand loyalty is through the roof for Joe's Pasties in Upper Michigan.
Oh,
I don't know.
A pasty.
It's Sounds like a nipple pasty.
They make pasties in Hibbing.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a pasty?
Never.
Oh, they're delicious.
Is that the little meat-filled kind of pocket?
Yes.
I have had one. It was delightful.
They're very good. It's very hearty, right?
Yeah, it's very Midwestern.
I'm with Ryan. I'll even drive 45 minutes just to take my kids to the parks that I like. That's a good one. Ooh, we will drive hours to the Krispy Kreme in Iowa and buy dozens of donuts.
Donuts. Good. Bring some to us.
I love donuts.
Somebody says they're loyal to Yeti and Patagonia. Mm. Don't you think Patagonia's had its time?
I think it has. And I've also seen a few episodes of Supermarket Sweep. That Yeti crap is too expensive.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's so good. I always drink it fast, but my coffee would still be hot right now. And a drink, my ice would stay icy for like hours.
The best.
It's so good. It's worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are, some things are not.
Ooh. We will not cut corners. Yeti. Yeti for life.
Yep.
Love it.
Yeti.
no, yours is a pee Yeti because you peed in it.
It's true. Only some of them. I have a bunch of Yetis.
Remember,
now.
You had to go to the bathroom.
Listen to this one, Crisco. You can support this. My brother lives in New York.
New York.
Where they have the best pizza.
Forget about it.
But makes me ship him Carbonis. They ship Carbonis to New York.
Oh. See, I told you. New York, they don't know pizza.
They don't.
Carbonis has great pizza.
I do. Oh. And you know what bugs me about Carbonis is that every location's different. Why do they not share the same recipe?
Exactly, because you love one, and then you go to another one, and you're like, excuse me, this isn't my Carbonis pizza.
Yeah. The Carbonis that used to be by us when we lived in Great Cloud Island, it was like a full restaurant, had everything you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all delish.
The one in Randolph perfected the cheese pizza.
See, I need to try this one. I've never been there. The Rosemount one, very, very good. I haven't done the one in Eagan. I need to try it.
Yeah.
Nashville hot chicken, but only from Nashville. Nobody here can do it right.
Agreed.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like it's that hard. Is it just a seasoning mix?
It's the perfect mix of sweet and then real spicy. Mm. And I have had it in Nashville, and it was the best. I mean, here is fine, but that was the best.
Are you okay there, little Tex? You're jumping around over there. What's going on?
Just arranging, rearranging.
You look like you're anxious. What's wrong?
No. I'm just getting comfortable, you know?
He's readjusting his boys.
He's really nervous over here. He's just like shifty.
I'm trying to get comfortable.
Tell us what's going on. Are you uncomfortable? Is Crisco making you uncomfortable?
No, I just, you know, pulling boxers, pulling one thing.
That's what I said. He's readjusting his boys. He's started grabbing his junk and started shifting it around.
Is there ever a podcast that hasn't involved your junk or your balls?
Yeah.
Just did it again. Stop grabbing your junk.
And with your little beanie, I can't decide if you look like you're going to go rob a bank.
She's talking about your hat, not your boys.
Your little beanie.
I did get in trouble. When I worked at the old place doing promotions, we were working out at the state fair, and my boss had to come up to me and say, "Devin, quit playing with your penis."
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you like a 10-year-old little boy?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, get your hands out of your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she said to me, pretty much.
Really?
I just like
touching.
You had
touching. To, as a grown man, you had to have that conversation with
real quick conversation.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Wait. Were you just going to justify it with saying, "I just love touching my junk"?
It's comfortable for me just to hold it.
Like in public?
Like in private, though. That's when you hold it.
That's a good point, but I don't notice.
Okay, so Mike. But it's very Al Bundy-esque because he always sat with his hand down his pants.
Thank you. Right? I know Al Bundy, though.
And
do you know Al Bundy?
The killer?
No, that's Ted Bundy.
No.
Married with children, Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, yeah. But the fact that you thought it was Ted Bundy is a little concerning, and you love him.
So you just like to hold it, is what you're saying.
You want me to demonstrate what I
do? No, I think we know how it works, but why is that? Is it a security blanket thing for you?
I think it's just, it's a beautiful, it feels great.
Is it warm?
No, it's warm. It just rests gently.
It's
on.
Warm.
It's warm, I mean.
Feel like we should introduce you to HR, because I eventually think you're going to end up there. Because at one point, somebody in this building who isn't the three of us is going to see you going, "I just love holding this thing. Boy, do I love holding this thing." And it's going to be the wrong person. And he's holding it again. Okay.
Michelle, Devin, Michelle.
I think it's just a habit and I don't even realize I'm doing it, honestly.
Well, just know Michelle listens to this podcast, so you'll probably say hi to her soon.
So I'm not sitting over here holding it. I'm just kind of
harassing.
Stick shifting it over here.
Stick shifting.
He's just kind of constantly changing gears.
His hands are literally always moving. He doesn't stop.
Like, I know. He's constantly shifting in his chair. That's why I'm like, what is wrong?
Well, and I have one headphone off because it's broken and I haven't gotten new ones. And so I can hear the room noise. And so randomly he'll be talking and he'll be like, and I'm like, what is he talking about over? I don't know what he's saying. I can just hear
you
going.
That's not true. What are you talking? This guy is the biggest liar on the show.
This happens daily. I'm not going to feed into it.
Relax. Don't and feed hold
into
your
it.
Wiener.
Yeah, I'm not going to feed into it. Devin, I'm going to take a breath.
Just hold it.
This is literally a 3-time-a-day occurrence.
This is going to be great when you have to have this conversation with your son, River. River, relax. Deep breaths. Hold it. Just hold it.
Hold your wiener. I already had to tell him to take his hands out of his swimsuit, like he's two.
Taylor?
River.
Oh, River.
Well, guess what? You've got a new person in your life you have to say that to.
But he took it out, and then he didn't put him back in. This is like, I feel like...
I don't take it out, at least. I just
at least.
He took his hands out, not whipped it out in front of his family.
Oh, I thought she was...
Yes, her two-year-old son's like, got it.
All right. Well, why don't we share this with you? I think this is fascinating. So they've decided to ask burglars, what are the tips and tricks to breaking into people's homes?
And that is what Devin looks like right now, is a little burglar.
You look like you're the wet bandit.
Yep.
From Home Alone.
Yeah. With now one hand in his pocket, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what did he say?
With your little plaid number and the hat. Yeah.
And the you've got a thermal, undershirt, and it's very burglar-esque.
Yeah.
So really? I thought it was...
No, it's cute.
Very cute.
Okay, that's all I care about.
You're a cute burglar.
Yeah.
I'd let you steal my heart.
Oh, look at that.
That's all I want.
So they talk to these inmates. So what are the tells when you decide to pick a home to break into?
Okay.
NRA stickers on car bumpers equals lots of guns to steal.
Oh, I think they probably had the bumper sticker thinking, they're not going to mess with this house.
Right? Yep. Don't mess with Tex. They're thinking, I've got the guns and the ammo, steer clear. And they're like, no, you got tons of guns. I'm gonna steal from you. This is great.
Yeah. Oh.
Another one, they would drive through upper class neighborhoods looking for many things like the porch light on, but all the window blinds are closed.
That's pretty obvious, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Or another one, do you know the prime time? When's the prime time for a burglary, Des?
I don't know. Maybe after dinner.
Well, no, everyone's home.
But they're in the study. I'm in a fancy neighborhood all of a sudden. I don't know why.
Between 12:30 and 2:30. Because lunch is over. Kids are back at school or at school. They're still there between 12:30 and 2:30. Prime
in the
time.
Day?
She goes, I'm still asleep.
Yep.
It's no PM.
I thought it was the middle of the night.
So do you know the primary way to break in? Do you know what they do first? What's the very first thing they do when they approach your home?
Try to open the front door.
Check for dogs.
They knock the front door. They knock on the door to see if you'll answer. And if you answer, they usually have a question. They'll have a clipboard and they'll have questions like, hey, I'm conducting a survey or I'm looking for my lost dog.
Yes.
Right? And that, good point, Crisco. That's the other thing. They think that you should always leave a TV or radio on because if they can hear conversation or sound, they don't want to bother it. And dogs are deal breakers. Big breeds. Home protectors are the best to keep people out.
I mean, the clipboard thing is a real deal thing. I've had people come up, they'll ask a question, and they'll go, if it's more comfortable, we can just sit inside your house. And I'm like, oh, I bet we could. Couldn't we? And they'll try to you'll see them. They'll try to look slyly over your shoulder in your house. I'll walk outside, shut the door, and then talk to them out there.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't need to look at my house. Just get out of here.
No, I think they're just curious like the rest of us.
Is there dead bodies in here?
Yeah. I mean, there's always a question of what the hell's in here. But you know what? It's none of your damn business.
No.
Oh, it is so creepy.
But it is. That is one thing I thought when we went trick-or-treating was how easy people let us into their house.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they let you go boom-boom in their bathroom.
Well, you two don't look like you're going to cause any harm.
Well, that's the people you have to worry about. Is the people who don't look like they're going to cause you any harm because you trust them. You're like, no, that's great.
Harry and Marv, right here.
Yes. Snakes. Boy. Snakes. I don't know no snakes. That's the line, right?
What?
All right.
Snakes? What do you know this line, Crisco?
It's from Home Alone.
Snakes.
From Home Alone?
I feel like it is.
Yeah, it's the White Bandits. Mm-hmm. They're going, snakes.
Snakes? I don't know any
I'll
snakes.
I'll show you after the... People
maybe it is. I guess I just don't... That's not a memorable line.
It's a great line.
That's like coming up with Alvin going, you remember? He's like... I'll have pancakes. That's a quotable line is like, scotch, 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 down in my belly. Nom, nom, nom. I mean, the whole room who all loves Home Alone went, And if you're referencing to Dez,
I watch it more than you guys.
No, it's bad. If she's like, yeah, snakes, snakes, snakes. I remember that from Home Alone. Even Macaulay Culkin doesn't remember that line. He's like, what? Snakes, snakes, snakes? That doesn't even make sense.
I'm going to look it up. We'll see if it's a quotable line.
Okay, you look that up.
Oh, boy.
You've upset him now. I hope you're happy.
I can't even make a comment. And then he's like, she's a liar.
His hands are in his pants again.
Oh, stop, buddy, get your hand off your wiener. It's fine.
You need to start like holding your arm or something. Get upset and just go, he is. Shoulder. Yeah.
It's a baby arm I'm holding.
He's going to hold.
Oh, my God. I have never known so much about someone's wiener before.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that I don't know about their wiener.
Right. I mean, because you got a PhD.
A PhD.
You have a Dr. Dez. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, come on. Somebody asked about books about us today on the show, and their first text was, I'd really like some tips from Dez in the, you know.
In the lovemaking department.
In the lovemaking department.
And yeah. You would.
Just age alone. You've got so many tips.
It's true. I mean, age like a fine wine. Shut up.
Yeah, like a real old fine wine.
Very expensive fine wine.
I love that you and Crisco are fighting, and Devin and Crisco are fighting, and I'm just out here on my island watching
I looked up the meme. There is a meme for it. It's literally him saying it for a half second. Joe Pesci says, snakes, snakes. I don't know no snakes. But it's not under like memorable lines.
Well, it's under it's a meme. I'd say it's memorable.
Or you can anybody.
You've
can
been
make
vindicated.
A meme.
Thank you.
Memorable. Oh, okay.
It's a thing. That's all that he wanted was to confirm it's a thing.
What he just pointed at me like he wanted to punch me. You have so much anger in your body.
Well,
so
make
you
sure stop you wash your hands.
He just assumes and what I am, how I'm feeling, and what I'm gonna do, and then projects it on me, and then makes people think this stuff about me. When what I was gonna do is point at you and say I can love you.
Wow, you cannot swear in here.
I
just love
swear.
That he goes like this. He goes, that speaks love to me, doesn't
and
it?
Lies if I, all like, over, spreads lies all over the
lies.
Place.
Lies. Oh, they were Liza Minnelli yesterday, Des.
Oh my gosh.
I bet.
I'll have to tell you all about it later.
Oh, yes. Please do.
But really looking forward to it. Please.
Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite locally made podcasts like ours, you can win free gift cards and a lot of fun stuff from PodMN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan. After Hours.